Thursday, 15th week, Ordinary Time, 2. Reading 1. The Book of Isaiah, chapter 26, 7 through 9, 12, 16 through 19. The way of the just is smooth, the path of the just you make level. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls. My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. When your judgment dawns upon the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice. O Lord, you mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all we have done. O Lord, oppressed by your punishment, we cry out in anguish under your chastising. As a woman about to give birth writhes and cries out in her pains, so were we in your presence, O Lord. We conceived and writhed in pain, giving birth to wind. Salvation we have not achieved for the earth. The inhabitants of the world cannot bring it forth. But your dead shall live, their corpses shall rise. Awake and sing, you who lie in the dust. For your dew is a dew of light, and the land of shades gives birth. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, 28 through 30. Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. Theme: Man can't live without God. News on the internet announced a famous Korean singer and actor had committed suicide at the age of 33. The reason for it was because he couldn't handle the pressure from his profession and care for his father's terminal disease. News on the internet announced a famous Korean singer and actor had committed suicide at the age of 33. He couldn't handle the pressure from his profession and care for his father's terminal illness. At one time, he had said to his father, I must be a patient instead of you. I'm sorry. Not just him, but many of us also feel like him. We feel as he did. Sometimes we feel so tired and hopeless and want it to go so that whatever our life shall happen to be, because we tried. News on the internet announced a famous Korean singer and actor had committed suicide at the age of 33. He did it because he could not handle the pressure from his profession and also to care for his father, who had a terminal disease. At one time, he had said to his father, I must be a patient instead of you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not only him, many of us have also felt this way. Sometimes we just feel very tired and hopeless. We want to let go because we have tried our best to take care of our family, our community, and society. We feel we can't find anyone who appreciates our work. We only feel criticism and misunderstanding from all directions. Fortunately for us, today's passage invites us to come to Jesus so that when we are in that kind of moment, we can rest in Him and be taught by Him. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah reminded the Israelites that they must live according to God's way in order to live peacefully. To live opposing God's will end in failure and hopelessness, as the woman who conceived and writhed in pain, giving birth to wind. In the gospel, Jesus invites all who labor and are burdened to come to him. He promised us one thing for sure, that he will give us rest. Analysis. Reading 1. O Lord, you mete out people to us. People must live according to God's will. God creates people. God created people, and he wants them to live in the world for a purpose. Each person must pray to find out and live in the way to achieve that purpose. If people don't find out or do what God wants, they will receive suffering and unrest. Many people from all generations have neglected this basic knowledge. They have denied God, who created and controls all things. They live according to what they think and enjoy to the maximum. They live according to what they think and enjoy the world to the maximum. When they must face the pressures of life, such as a terminal disease, unemployment, divorce, or death, they don't know how to handle it and want to get out. The prophet Isaiah called the Israelites to return to this basic knowledge and to live according to what their ancestors had taught them. The way of the just is smooth, the path of the just you will make. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O God, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls. How can a person know God's will if he doesn't spend time studying, meditating, and searching for it? The wise are those who thirst for God, search for him, and find out God's commandments to practice in their lives. To those who revere God, they believe that God not only creates, but also controls everything for a purpose, and orients all things to him. The successful are the humble ones who obey and live according to God's way. They believe what the prophet Isaiah taught. O Lord, you mete us out peace to us. You mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all that we have. People must turn to God when they face suffering. Suffering happens to all, those who believe and those who don't believe in God. The purpose of suffering is to test human faith. When people must face trials and sufferings, they must come to God to be helped. They shouldn't try to solve them by themselves. The prophet Isaiah used an image to illustrate the result which happens to those who can't, to those who only believe in themselves. The prophet Isaiah used an image to illustrate the result of what happens to those who believe only in themselves. As a woman about to give birth rises and cries out in her pain, so were we in your presence, O Lord. We conceived and writhed in pain, giving birth to wind. Salvation we have not achieved for the earth. The inhabitants of the world cannot bring it forth. Those who hoped in the Lord, even they, for those who hope in the Lord, even those who hope even those who hope in the Lord may suffer death, must suffer death. Only those who hope in the Lord must suffer, even those who hope in the Lord must suffer death. God prepared them an eternal life, as Isaiah declared. By your dead shall live, their corpses shall rise. Awake and sing, you who lie in the dust. For your dew is a dew of light, and the land of shades gives birth. Gospel. Let's come to learn and to rest in Christ. Examination of our conscience before God. We can be tired from overworking our body or because of too much pressure from life, which is a spiritual tiredness. Bodily tiredness can be recovered by rest. Spiritual tiredness must be cured in a spiritual way. Jesus showed us the way to heal spiritual tiredness. The sacrament of the Eucharist is the most effective way to heal spiritual tiredness. The Word of God provides us peace and takes away unnecessary worries. Why do we try our best without success? It might be that we don't know the correct way to reach the desired result. It might be that we worried so much about things that we should not need to worry about. It might be that we are doing our will our way and for our purpose, which isn't God's will, His way, or purpose. It might be the time when God invites us to look back and to learn the way which shall lead us to success. It might be the time when God wants us to discard what is not necessary for our life. It might be the time for us to concentrate on what's important instead of what isn't important. Two lessons we need to learn from our Master Jesus. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Meekness. This is the second beatitude. We can learn this virtue from Jesus. He is God Himself. He could have destroyed all of those who reviled, scourged, and killed Him, but He didn't commit any of those sins. He didn't commit any sin, but he didn't do that. He could have destroyed all those who reviled, scourged, and killed him because he didn't commit any sin, but he did not do that. Instead, he chose the way of forgiveness. On the cross, he prayed to God, Father, forgive them, because they know not what they do. He reconciled people with God and others. He taught us to love, to forgive, to pray, and to do good deeds to our enemies. Human beings also, like those who are meek, gentle, and easy to forgive. Human beings can also be meek, gentle, and forgive others. Wickedness and revenge make us hated by all. We shall not find true peace by getting angry with others. Humility is the virtue that opposes the sin of pride. No one likes one who is full of pride, or those who always show that they know everything. Humility is to know oneself in the relationship with God and others. The humble know that all they have is from God, and they don't boast to others, but they use their given gifts to extend God's kingdom and to serve others. Those full of pride steal God's grace and always feel restless when they fear that others are better than they are, when they are better than them. They are not content when they don't get what they want, and they are angry with other people. Application in life. We need to learn how to work according to God's will, way, and purpose. We need to rest, to conserve our energy, and to learn from God. Remember two important lessons which Jesus taught us to be successful. Remember these two important lessons which Jesus taught us to be successful. Those are to be meek and humble.